That is again taught from the Mishnah and that they test on the base that the Mishnah gives an oshe noye ba'oret ba'chutz la'oret b'fnei habayis shaloi b'fnei habayis b'chulim u'b'mikdoshim noye b'behima u'b'chaya b'yerech shayimin u'b'yerech shel k'moil and the noye ba'oif b'nei she'ein lo'y kaf a noye doesn't have a kaf. Kaf Yerefa, your knife doesn't possess a kaf. The Bosa Al Gabi Yerech Ha'if is not round. It's flat. From a mele, there's no Issa Gida Noshe by Ha'if. The knife is Shwil, it is knife by an Uba. I'm using that any knife is Shwil, it's not knife by an Uba. The Hellboy Muta, Oshet is going on the Hellboy of an Uba. בין הטבוכים נמון ומגיד אנו של דברי רמיה, החכמים אומרים, רמיה הולד, that it's a big tirche to remove the git, you have to be מחטת בבוסו to remove the git, רמיה אומרים, נמון הם עולב ועל החילב, they are נמון. So let us see the Gemara. מוקדושים, what does it say in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says that Yit Anoshe is Noyek B'mogdoshim. That means if a person was Magdish Behemoth, so the Isra Yit Anoshe remained. So the Gemara Tzakashe Pshite, and Mishum Da'agdishe, Tokele Isra Yit Minei. And what is the Chiddush of the Mishnah? Was previously also as Yit Anoshe, that there was a Chal and Issa Gid Anoshe, and now he was Magdish the Behemoth. So it's possible that the Issa Gid remained. So what is the Chiddush? That it's Noyig B'Mugdoshim. The Issa Gid is Noyig B'Mugdoshim. There's a Kasha from the Shagasariya, the Shagasariya in Simen Tzadik Vov, says he would have asked a different Kasha. Why is there an Issa of Giz by Mugdoshim? He says, by Mugdoshim, there's a mitzvah of Achila, a mitzvah to eat the kol. The male will say, yes, a deicha lois aseh. But the mitzvah's aseh of Achila's kochim will be deicha the lav from Giz. So that's the Shagasaya's kasha. The Shagasaya remains with the kasha. Sam Seifer wants to say that the Tetaira never gave a mitzvah and a davar ha'osa. That means that the mitzvah sahila, the Tetaira never put a mitzvah and a davar ha'osa. That since Gida Noshe is a machal asura, the Tetaira never put a mitzvah on it. You don't say, the din of Esedei Chaloisa says, when two things got come together, so then we see Esedei Chaloisa. But on the Gid Anoshe, the Gemara held this Bechlal no mitzvah to eat the Gid Anoshe, since the Gid Anoshe is also, so there's no mitzvah. So what is the Chiddush? That there is the Gid Anoshe. And that the Gemara asked, Pshite, the eat the Gid Anoshe, this remains. So when it was Magdish, there's no reason why the Issa Gid Anoshe should be Nifka. The Chitayme, the Gemara says, maybe Pshat in the Mishnah is as follows. Not that the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that the Issa Gid remains after his Magdish the Behemoth. So the Chiddush is that Yesh Begidim B'Noisen Tam. At the Tanah there is a Machlokes Tanoim, if a Gid has a Tam Boso or doesn't have a Tam Boso. A Machlokes. Now, if it has a Tam Boso, so then there is an Issa Achila on it. That means if it's Kodesh, there's an Issa Achila on it. I'll scotch him. We hold Ein Begidim B'Noisen Tam, so there's no Issa Achila's Kodesh on it. Because I'm not making a ma'is achila, it's an eitz ba'ume. The Torah asked Gid Anoshe, But the Torah did not ask her, Al Tisar of Gidanoshe, but the Torah didn't ask her, Kochim, if I don't make a Maisa Achila on the Kochim. Mamele, maybe that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is coming to tell us that Gidanoshe b'Megdoshim, there is an Issa, besides the Issa Gid, if he's Magdish it, there's an Issa Hegdish also, because we hold Yesh Begidim B'Noisein Tam. So Memele, so when a person eats it, it's considered a Maisa Achila, so he's eating Kodesh B'Issa. But the Issa Megdoshim V'Chayil A'Issa Gid, that is the Chiddush of the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, if the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that the Issa Megdoshim is Chal on the Issa Gid, so the Lashon of the Mishnah is difficult. Hai Megdoshim Noyek Begid Mi Boilei. So the Mishnah should have said that the Issa Hegdish is Noyek Begid. But even though it was previously also Al Gida Noshe, but when it became Kodesh, now there's also an Issa of Kodesh. And the Mishnah seems to say Fakel, that the Issa Gid is Noyek B'Megdoshim, that's Poshet, because the Issa Gid was never Nifka after it was Magdish, the Behemoth. Let us see Rashi so far. So Rashi says, Issa Gid, Hanoshe noyeg bebeime mishas sheneitro. The Issa Gid is how mishas yitzires ablas. So with the yitzire there's an Issa Gid. So Mamele, if you use magnish it later, so Mehechi Teisei, that the Issa Gid should be nitka. But the Gemara says, no, he's coming to tell us that the Issa Kodesh is chal on the Issa Gid. He's telling us, Yesh Begidim Benoisein Tam. Kibosa, that's a Mashal Gilsa, that Gidim are Noisein Tam like Bosa. From a Mela, when one eats them, it's like an Achilas Bosa. Vashmi'ino Naitanen, the Chiddush of the Tana is, the Oichel Gid Hanoshe Shal Mikdoshim, like Kishtayim. That is like twice, Achas Mishum Gid. One is like Al Gid, Shafilu Eitu, Shafilu, it doesn't have a Tam Boso. A Teira Chai Ba'olov, the Teira Asel, Teira Gidanosha. Ba'achas Mishum Mekdoshim, and the Mishnah told us that there's an Israel Hegdish also. And here we're telling us, so if there's an Israel Hegdish, we're telling us in that two Hedushim. One Chiddush sheyesh b'itam v'nene min ha-Megdoshim, that it has a tam bosov, and it's called a ma'isa achila. Yishamine mino, and the Mishnah is telling us, now two Chiddushim. Chodo deyesh b'gidin v'noisen tam. So there's an Issa Achilas Hegdish. There's an Issa Achilas Hegdish on the Gid, because it's called a Maisa Achila, because we say Yesh Begidim B'Noisen Tam. That's one Chiddush. V'chod in the tongue is another Chiddush, the Issa Halal Issa, that the Issa Hegdish is Hal on the Issa Gid. L'afuki miman da'oma ba'ay pirke ain Begidim B'Noisen Tam. There's a Tana that holds ain Begidim B'Noisen Tam. So if you hold ain Begidim B'Noisen Tam, there is no Issa Hegdish B'chlal. Because it's not called Achilas Psar Hegdish. So Memele, so that's what he's coming to tell us, these two Chiddushim. So the Gemara says, so the Loshen is Shver, in Kain Hochi Iboi Leila Misni, Mukdoshim Noihages Begit. That's what it should have said, not Begit is Noiz Beg Mukdoshim, that Mukdoshim is Noihages Begit, that Issa Hegdish is Chal, and the Issa Gid. So the Gemara, so that's not a good terek. So we have to say a different terek. So the Gemara says, no, Pshat in the Mishnah is like this. Ela kasova ein begidim b'neisen tam. The Tana holds ein begidim b'neisen tam. ובמקדושים, and if he was magdish it for a kolben, isa git ike, isa mukdoshim leka. So that means that git hanoshe levadoi noyek b'mukdoshim. That means if he was magdish it for a kolben, the only isa on the git is alt git hanoshe. It's not also alt mukdoshim, because ein begidim b'noi sentam, so does never teiret besar kodesh, so the gid hanoshe levada inoik b'mekdoshim, but there's no wisdom hekdesh. Ek te gemore, besover tana didon ein begidim b'noi sentam, you're telling me, the tana of our Mishnah holds ein begidim b'noi sentam, we learned the Mishnah further, but now we learned, yerech, and his bashul bo gid hanoshe. It meant if a person had a yerech and he cooked it together with the gid hanoshe. So now the shayla is if the gid hanoshe will ask the yerech, but since he cooked it together, so it's noisin tam in the yerech. So it says in yesh bo noisin tam, that means if there is a shir shishim, areizu, if it's less than shishim, areizu asura. So if you would hold ein begidim b'nei sentam, so the yerech, is less than shishim of the gid, you'll have to eat the yerech, because the gid is not nei sentam in the yerech. Ein begidim b'nei sentam. And the Mishnah says the yerech is also, if there's less than shishim, so you see the Tana of our Mishnah holds, yesh begidim b'nei sentam. So Mamela, so your teret is not a good teret. Your teret was that the Tana is coming to tell us that only the Gida Nosha is noig by Mekdoshim. In other words, there's no Israel Hegdish, because ain't begidim b'nai sentam. That the Tana of this painter called Yesh begidim b'nai sentam, because he says if you cook a yerech with a gid, the yerech will be also if there's less than shisha. Let us see what Rashi says. Elash mina naitana, dein begidim b'nei sentam. The Tana is coming to tell us, ain't begidim b'nei sentam. Rochi koma. But this is what the Tana is coming to tell us. Isa gid hanoshe levadoi. Noig b'mekdoshim. Only the Isa gid is noig b'mekdoshim. Abel Isa mekdoshim ain't boy, because ain't begidim b'nei sentam. So it's not considered an achilas hegdish. Mor says, no, the Tana of the Spere calls Yesh begidim b'noi sentam. It says in Yesh boi b'noi sentam. Shiru chachomim v'shishim kol noi sentam sam. From Yesh boi b'noi sentam means there's less than shishim, so the Yerech is also. So we have a problem. What is the Chiddush of the Mishnah? The Gemara says, Anumala, Elohoche b'blodois Kotchim Askina. Till now, we understood from the Mishnah of Mekdoshim means. Mekdoshim means that a person had a behemoth. He was magdish the behemoth. From a mele. So what is the chiddush that the Issa Gid remains? It's kosher because an Issa Gid was held before. From a mele, so. What is the chiddush that the Issa Gid remains? So that's what we want to say. That's coming to tell us that the Issa Hegdish is chal. When the word the Loshen is Ishra, more wanted to say only the Issa Gid remains. And we said that's also not true because we hold Yesh Begidim B'Nois in Tam. So my Mela told the Issa Hegdish should be chal on the Gid. So the Gemara says, no, Elohoche Bivlodois Kochim Ad. We are speaking about Blodeis Kotshim. Blodeis Kotshim means that let's say there was a shlomit that had a vlad, and when the Bishas Yitzirek a vlad, so it's a Hegdish is chal. It's not that it's a Hegdish is chal after the Lord, he was Magdish and after the later. No, we're talking about Blodeis Kotshim. So the Issa Hegdish is Chal B'Shas Yetzirah. And so Memela did be a Havamina to say, and we'll see there's more than a Havamina to say, that the Isra Gid should not be Chal, because the Isra Hegdish was Chal before. So the Mishnah is coming to tell us, no, that the Isra Gid is also Chal B'Shas Yetzirah. So it comes out B'Shas Yetzirah Ha'Uber, so you have here the Isra Gid and the Isra Hegdish, and the both Chalba Basachas, and that is the Chiddush of the Mishnah. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is that the Isra Gid is like this. We had a problem. We understood it was Magdish after the Leda. So I say that it's the Isra Gid Hanosha remains because it was Chal from before. Mechateshi should be Nifka. Now the Tanya is, we're speaking about not Amukidoshim that it was Magdish. It's speaking about Vlad Kochim, and it's coming to tell us a Chiddush that the Isra Gid and the Isra Hegdish is Chal B'Basachas, and that is why it's also a Chid HaNoshe, because it'd be a tzad to say that the Isra Gid should be Chal later, and then if the Isra Gid would be Chal later, then we say an Isra Chal Al Isra. But the Tan is coming to tell us, no, the Chal B'Basachas. So let's read the Gemara Neveinik. Elohote the blood is kochi maskita. Ukasova in the Tana holds noyig bishlil the Tana holds that the Isra Gid is noyig by an ubo. Ukasova blood is kochi bimei imon hen kreshman. He also holds that blood is kochi become egdish bimei imon. So memele, so the Isra Gid is by an ubo. The Isra Kodesh is by an Uba. The Isra Gid, the Isra Mekdoshim by the Adodi Kosi. So it's coming to tell us that the Isra Gid is Noyig by Mekdoshim, and there's no problem of an Isra Chal of Isra, because both Isurim are Chal Bebasachas. That is the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, the blood of Iskoshim, Kahemat Shlomim Shayoda. Ashminin Tanda the Matnitim. The Loy Kahema, you should not say Yisrael Mugdoshim Kodim. You shouldn't say that Yisrael Hegdish comes first. The Gid Einoi Noyeg Bishavu. Yisrael Gid is not Noyeg by an Uba. Because we'll see soon, really, there's a Machlokes in the Mishnah, the Yisrael Gid is Noyeg by an Uba. You shouldn't say the Gid ain't a noyig b'shalom. So therefore, if you would say this for 1 second, so then the halacha would be the chimoti leida. So if the Isra Gid is not noyig by an uba, so the din would be, so the Isra Gid is first chal b'shas leida. If the Isra Gid is first chal b'shas leida, so it won't be chal because the blood is kochim. The Isra was Chal b'me'imo. So Mamela will say, Ein Isra Chal al Isra. So the Tana is coming to tell us now that Isra Gid is Noyin b'shlil, so both Isurim were Chal b'batacha. But again, Rashi, Dloiteima Isra Mekdoshim Kodit. Don't say that the Isra Mekdoshim is Kodit. The Gid Einoi Noyin b'shalom, and the Isra Gid is not Noyin b'uba. Bechimoti leide leyotzi git chala leide nisa chala lisa. Elo, that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Tavayu chayli both isurim achal. Because of the blood is kochim lishas yitzirosam bimei imon hen kedoshim. The bishas the yitzire is chal the kedusha. The Gidanoshe Noig Bishli, and he also the Gidanoshe Noig Bishli. Vishtaka the Biyitzira so Ubel Choloshneim. So when the Ubel was Noitza, so Bebasachas with the Yitzirim were Chal Bebasachas the Issa Kodesh and the Issa Gid. They have a Gemaldik Ipshat in the Mishnah, that is the Chiddush of the Mishnah. That the Isra Gid is Chal and the Isra Kodesh, because it's the Chal B'Basach. Correct the Gemara, Umimotu, Mukmet Lo B'Shlil, you say it's speaking about an Uber, only diktoni seife, noyeg b'shlul. The seife says this again is noyeg by a nuba. Mitlal dereishe, la b'shlul askinen. The Mishnah first starts speaking about the isa git ba'uba in the seif of the Mishnah. According to you, that is the chiddush of the reisha, that the isa git is chal bebas achas with the isa kodesh, because it's chal by anuba. So that can't be pshat the Mishnah, because the Mishnah first comes to speak about a shlul in the seifa. The Gemara says, no. Oh, no, the Mireisha is speaking about Ashlul Anuba. Hochi Komal, but the Sefer is telling us, Dovozeh Machloikis the Rabbi Yehuda the Rabbonah. That's what the Tanna is telling us. That means that the Mishnah says, Noyig Bishul, Rabbi Yehuda ima Einu Noyig Bishul. So we hear here Machloikis Tanoim. So that's Pshat. So the Mishnah started off by saying it's Noyig B'mugdoshim. Noyig B'mugdoshim means that the East and it's been about Vlodeh Kodshim. And that means that the Tanna is coming to tell us that the Issa Gid and the Issa Kodesh is Chal B'Meimai, B'Shat Yitzirot. And therefore the Issa Gid is Chal because it's Chal B'Basachat with the Issa Kodesh. That's the Chiddush of the Tanna. Then the Tanna says, listen, that what I told you is a matter of opinion. It's a Machlokes Tanoim. If the Issa Gid is Noyig Be'uba, so this is only according to Rameya. According to Rabbi Yehuda, I wouldn't say this Chiddush. So that's the Hemshech of the Mishnah. Let us see Rashi. But the Rashi, Mechlal Bereisha, Lav B'Shalom Laskim. Now speaking about Ashlil. V'Yimi Reisha, Shaminen, Denoyig B'Shlil. If they're from the Reisha, I see already that's Noyig Be'uba. Sefer Lomeli Lemisnayas. What is the Sefer coming to tell us? Noyig Bishlul. My Sefer is Noyig Bishlul. That's the only reason that the Issa Gid Anosh is Noyig B'Makdosh. Moses Hochikom. Kloima Reishe Vav Yashminin the Noyig Bishlul. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. He ain't Noyig Bishlul. If it would be Noyig Bishlul, call them Lo Issa Makdoshim. The Issa Makdoshim came first. Bishulay Osi Issa Gid V'chaylolay. The Issa Gid will not be Chal on the Issa, and the Issa Kodesh. So that's what the Reish is telling us. So the Tone later says in the Sefer Plukte, Ashminen the Dovah Zesh is Miyona Tchila. That's in what I told you previously. Noyeg Vishlil is Lam Divrei Hakali. It's not a Dovah Muslim, Elam Ahleke, Chab Yehudah, the Rabbah. Right? So now we hear that the Gavaldik and Mahalach and the Mishnah, now we appreciate the Chiddush of the Mishnah. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is coming to speaking about Vlodeh Skotchim, and we say Vlodeh Skotchim v'me'imon hen kedoshin, and the only reason why there is an Issa Gid by Vlodeh Skotchim, because the Issa Gid is noyig by an Uber. So the Issa Kodesh and the Issa Gid were Chalba Basachas, but that's the Chiddush, the Noyeg, the Mugdoshim, Va'afuki Rav Yehuda, that holds that the Issa Gid is not Noyeg by an Uber, so Take, it won't be Noyeg by Mugdoshim, because the Issa Gid is first Chal after the later, and it was previously also Alt Kodesh. So the Mele was saying, in Issa Chal Alissa, that's Pshat in the Mishnah, that's Gemalvik. Ask the Gemara, and sure that you're making a terrible mistake. Mimotis Amrit Bitavayu Bahadi Adodi Kosi. Can you tell me that you tell me good is made by an Uber? Can you tell me that the Issa Gid and the Issa Kodesh is Chal Bebasacha? As none, we learned a Mishneh, it says as follows. Al Eilu Tumis Anozer Megaleach. And these Tumis Anozer Megaleach. Which are the Tumis? Al Hameis. He was Metameto Hameis. With me Megaleach and start over the minion. Al Kezayis Min Hameis. Mena Kezayis Min Hameis. So the Koshalom. We had a Kasha on this Mishnah. if the Mishnah says Al Kizayis Mina Meis Megaleach, it is Megaleach and Al Kizayis Mina Meis Megaleach Al Kulei Lekoske. What you have to tell me is Megaleach and Al Meis, if it is Megaleach and Al Kizayis Mina Meis. So Hashpeter is Megaleach and Al Meis. For Omar Rav Yochanan, a Nikracha Elo Lemeiko. Another became Tome after he started counting the Nizuzah. Saiser Koma Shemona. So whatever he counted, he Saiser. From a Galea. And he's not a Galea. So he's a mask of a mind and he starts counting over again to the Siva Yomim, Hari Shainim Yitlu. So it says he's a Galea Alamei. Away Al Shah Tumis, not on any other Tumis, can you say what it said it? The mate. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, why, if it tells me that an Akizayis mina meis is Megaleya, so why does it have to tell me Allah meis? So the Gemara says, speaking about Lenaipo, Shekulai Kayim, the whole Maple is Kayim, you have a complete Maple, Vadayin loy niskashu of Eivorov begidim, and the Eivorim as yet were not niskashu begidim, shei kol Eivorov noitrim, all the Eivorim are here, but the begidim as yet are not here, Vadayin ein olov kizayis boso. So Rav Yochanan told us facts of life. He told us that a maple, which is Tumis mate, before the Eivorim become Niskasha Begidim, before the Yetzirah Hagidim, so you have a mate, a maple of Eivorim, a complete maple of Eivorim, without Gidim. In this matter, there could be pochet and akizai. The maple can be pochet before the yeshiva tzadidim, it's pochet mikizai. So the Tam is coming to tell us two dinim, that another is megaleach and akizai in the mate. He's telling us another thing, that another is megaleach and a complete mate, that is pochet mikizai. A complete mate that is pochet mikizai is a maple before the Yidim came, before before Niskashu Eivor of the Yidim. In this matter of the Yetzirah Sa'uba, it is smaller than a Kezayit, and it's a whole mate without the Yidim. So, Anageya Lomu is that the Yetzirah Hagidim come after the Yetzirah Habos. That's what we see from Rabbi Yochanan. This is facts of life we see from Rabbi Yochanan. You know, that's shot in the Mishnah. So now we have a tremendous problem. So if we will say that the Blodoy Kachin, if we will say Blodoy Kachin is the that the Hegdish is how the Me'iman Hengdashin, so before the Gidim were Meitza, before the Gidim were Meitza, some of them there was already how was already how on the Kodesh. Then the Gidim came. So now we have a problem of a Nisra Halalisa. So that's the problem. Let's see what Rashi says, and we'll see just to understand, to understand what the Gemara is saying. We'll see places for 1 second. Alma Isa Mukdashim Kodim. The Mishash Shenoit
Mitzvah, who Kodesh. We say, Blodris Kodeshim, Bimeima Mekdesh. So you have the Basa of the Uba is Kodesh. Badayim Leinoika Hagid, and the Gid as yet was not Noika. Dochazin and the Yetiris Uba Kodemes, the Yetiris Gid. So the Mela said, your beautiful Chesed pulled down the grace. It's not true. That means if we hold blood is touching the Menimo Mekdashim, so the Mela, so the Issa Hegdash is how before the Yetzirah Sagid, so it's very also upgraded. So when the Gid comes and the Gid is right, so there is a problem with this Chalol. So, Khan Shayaladen, what's the problem? But before the Git comes, before the Git comes, so there's Bosa. That's true. The Bosa is also of Kodesh time. So, what's your problem when the Git comes? No, when the Git comes, so then it's Chal and it's a Kodesh. Before the Git came, there was no Easter Kodesh on the Git. The Git didn't, as soon as the Git comes, so how about Sachas? What's the problem? What is Pshat in the Gemara's Kashi? So let us just see the Taisvis for 1 second. Alma Easter Mugdoshim Kodim. Oima Rabbeinu Tam. The Benetam says, I'm more of the Kipshat. Mishum v'betchile hakoilu bosa v'abosa atzma miskasha acha keine mislabin v'nasegiz amoyra v'kizach. So the Rabbeinu Tam says, not just in the Git comes. The Git, first you have bosa, and as the Uber continues forming, so this bottle becomes Git. The bottle becomes white and it becomes Git. But stop. New Yetzirah. It's shot as the bottle becomes Git. Well, now we have a shekelach problem. So when it was bottle, there was already in Yitzhak Kodesh. Now it became Git. So the Yitzhak Git can't be Chal, and Yitzhak Chal Alisa. So we have a problem. So pregnant. Alma is the Mikdoshim Kodim. Yeah. So we have a Pashat Pshat the Mishnah. You just told me a beautiful Pshat, but the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that the Easter Gid is how, and the Easter Kodesh, and Easter Kodesh was talking about blood, Kodeshim, and the Imam Nikatsu. It's not Chalba Basachas. Issa Kodesh is Chal first, and then that Chal Kodesh becomes Gid. So there's a Dinei Issa Chal Alissa. As the Gemara says, no, that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Okay. Af o gav Issa Mokdoshim Kodim, Osi Issa Gid Chayulolai. The Issa Gid is the Issa Kaidus. Shekain Issuroi Noyeg Bnei Noyach. That means that the Talmud of our Mishnah holds that even though there's a klal and Issa Chal al Issa, that is Dafke by Issurim Shavuot. But if the second Issa is more humble than the first Issa, so Issa Chalal Issa. So that's Pshat Mishnah, Moyrabi. So that Issa Gizah Noshe was already also Livnei Noyach before Matan Torah was Nesher. Was Nessa before, so that's a Nisa Chomo. again, we use the names of Nidanosh who was called before Matan Tate. So there was an Isser Eri and an Enoyo. So the Isser Nidanosh is an Isser combo. So Memele, so that is why, first the Kiddush of the Mishnah, the Isser Gidus Loi the Mugdashim, even though the Isser Mugdashim was called before the Isser Gid was called, this again is how, because it's a Yisrachom. Let's begin more. Man Shamet Lei Haistvot. Now, let us just give us a cool preview. There's a Machloikes further in Pergidonosh between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. If the Isra Gid Anashe is how on a behemoth maya. How on a behemoth maya. So, from a move, it's not how, because the Isra maya, now we just become a fact of life, that the Isra, that the Yetziris HaGid is how after the Yetziris HaGid. So the Chachamim hold is no Isra Gid on the Behemoth Meir, because since the Bosa is also out Uber of Behemoth Meir, that Isra Gid is not Chal, and it's a Chal of Isra. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, there is an Isra Gid on Behemoth Meir, because Isra Gid is Chomo. Why is Isra Gid Chomo? This is made with my Maya. So my Maya, well, this is Rabbi Yehuda's architecture. So the Gemara is asking, so the way you explain to me our Mishnah, that what our Mishnah holds, that the Isra Gid is called on Hedish, is because it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. This is from Machlik is Tanoim. If I say such a swore that it's called Homo because there was how the solid made Maya from the school, I mean it's a Halalita. This is Rabbi Yehuda's Ashtik title. Remember, so what are you telling me in other words? Are we going according to Rabbi Yehuda? And therefore, the Isra Gid is Chal on Magdoshim. Like the Gemara, Man Shamet Lei Haistvot, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says that the Isra Gid is Chal on the Isra Kadosh, Chal on the Isra Tmeya. Because
holds this lomdus of Rabbi Yehuda that there's no chesoron of Issa Chalal Issa by Gid over Behemoth Meir because it's called an Issa Chomo, because it's noig lebnei noyech, the Tana of our Mishnah holds like that Rabbi Yehuda. The Tana of our Mishnah, which is not Rabbi Yehuda, holds it's grad noyech, but it's noyech gidonosh bebeis yerechayim. The Tana of our Mishnah is not Rabbi Yehuda, but he holds like Rabbi Yehuda in the halacha that gidonosh is noyech bebeim otmeye. There's no problem of a nisach halalisa because it's called a nisach hamach, and he holds the grad malak of Yudah Lagabi, the din that he holds the kidanosh is noig by both yichayim. I tane shavelo kevose bechode upoliglay bechode. Fine. So now things look a little rosy. So now we know pshat na mishneh. That's the chiddush of the mishneh. The chiddush of the mishneh is noig b'mukdoshim. That means even though the isa hegdish was chal b'me'imoy. Before the Issa Gid was chal, the Tana is telling us, I'm reading the Kechidish, noyik b'mukdoshim, because we hold that an Issa Chomor is chal on the Issa Kal, and that makes it an Issa Chomor. Right, the Gemara, no, it's not so poshut. Eime, b'shamet leila Rab Yehuda, b'tmeya, the Issa Lav, you know, this svore of Rab Yehuda only said it by a tmeya. That means a tmeya, you had a behema tmeya. So mamela, before it was also al salaf. Now the Issa Gid was chal. So now the Issa Gid was chal. So Rabbi Yehuda says it's an Issa Chomo because the Issa Gid was noyek b'bnei noyek. But kochim, the Issa Kores, Mishamitlay. Here we're talking about kochim, is eating kochim, and kochim is an Issa Kores. So where do you see that this noyig bibnei noyach is more chomer than the Issa Kodesh that is an Issa Kores? Now before we go further, let us see Rashi. Umishanina. Af al gav the Issa Mukdoshim Kodim. Osi Issa Gid v'chayu, hoyu v'Issa Chomu, shenoyik b'bnei noyach, kidektoni masnisin, aloy l'bnei noyach, nesa gidanosh. And that is why Rabbi Yehuda holds that gidanosh is noyik b'tmei. Upachinen, man shamet lehosfor, the noyik b'bnei noyach, Rabbi Yehuda, b'shili masnisin. So memev, haitane, the reishin masnisin, the loyik Rabbi Yehuda, diktoni, V'yerech shel yamin, v'shel smoil, v'ilu Rabbi Yehuda, shemin alei lekamon, doma eini noyik, elo be'echot, he holds it's only noyik by one yerech. So the Gemara says, that's no problem. So v'lo kebosei b'chode, the noyik b'bnei noyach, and it's chal, u'polig alei b'chode, the noyik b'shtei yereches. So the Gemara asks further, eime d'shamet leil Rabbi Yehuda, to omar d'mishum chumrei d'gid, the noyak b'bnei noyach chayol nami ha'isar achine, this chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda, that git, because of this chomer, is chal on a previous isar, that's b'tmeya shamet lay. That he was speaking about a behemoth tmeya. The osi isar git, v'chayol ha'isar tmeya, that the isar git is chal on the isar tmeya. Af al gav de iser tmeya mimeyimo, be iser gid einoi ache yevolei, and the iser gid is chal later, the Rabbi Yehuda einoyek b'shlul koma. We see Rabbi Yehuda the Mishnah holds that the iser gid is not chal by anuba, mas nisen, after lohochi chayu gid at tmeya, b'sham de iser tmeya, la v'almohu, it's a poshet Allah, be iser gid is chomo, it's a more chomo de kelav, shekein noyeg bivnei noyach. But kochim de isa kores, kochim de isa kores, so Rashi had a problem, where's the isa kores by kochim? So Rashi says, shal yidei kochim bo lidei kores. By kochim, you bo lidei kores. Going ochloi betume, if a person ate it betume, tumasaguf, oi pigul venoisa, So that means, so Amiradika Rashi, let's appreciate this Rashi. At Rashi is saying that the Issa Kodesh, even though Ba'ashel Husham, we're not speaking about a pigul of Noisa, we're not speaking about Tumah, we're just speaking, but the Issa Kodesh possesses in itself a chayma, possesses in itself a chayma, because if he'll be Tumah, he'll get Kodesh. If he'll be Mephagel, he'll get Kodesh. So it's Tumun, the Issa Kodesh, a potential Kodesh. So the Mamela, so the Gemara says, so the love of Kodesh is a chayma, has a potential kodesh. So Mamela, so who tells you that the Issa of Git, which is Nesa Lebnei Noyach, is it could be Chal? So I'd like to mention two things. One thing that the Teferes Yaakov says, Lacheretz, that Issa Kodesh has Kores. The Issa Kodesh is a potential that there could be Kores. Good. But Issa Gid is not a potential. It's Nasal of Nei Noyach. This is a Metziyistik Chumre, and this is a potential Chumre. Some Hechi Kodesh Vlad. Elo berechem b'tziyosai. The whole kedusha of the bechor is chal b'shas yitziyah. Vashminon tana didon. Da'af al gav de'ein gidnoyeg b'shal mukdoshim. Takel. On Isan Samer de Kechidish. B'shal mukdoshim. By blood is mukdoshim. The Issa gid will not be chal. Because the Issa kodesh is chal first. And is not called an Issa chomo to be chal on kodesh. So the Tana is coming to tell us, "Ah, because they need to know you're Bisham Magdoshim. To is a Magdoshim Kodim, Kida Amrit, the Yitziris Uber Kaidemis Vesuloi Osi. Is a Gid Bechayel, Afilu Hochi. That's true. But yes, Magdoshim, there's a certain Magdoshim, Shahakit Noyeg Behem, Kigoin Bechayel. And Rashi says, why is it Chal Bechayel? Memonavshe. He noyig bishlil. If we will say that the Issa Gid is noyig by an ubo, Issa Gid koida, so the Issa Gid was chal, the sulay poka. V'yei noyig bishlil, and if it's not noyig bishlil, avayi ba'adi adodi also. So that is pshat in the Mishnah. Pshat in the Mishnah is that the Issa Gid, even though bishar mekudoshim, it is not noyig, but bepcher it is noyig. That's one mahalach. The boyis aime lo deiskotchim v'hav yoson hein kedoshim. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. It's speaking about v'lo deiskotchim, and the Tana of the Mishnah holds that the kedusha of lo deiskotchim is not chal b'mei imon. It's first chal b'shas leidus. The machlokes tanoim. So that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. So since it's first chal b'shas leidus, so memele, so then the Issa Gid can be chal. And either together with the Issa Kodesh, or say before the Issa Kodesh, we'll see Rashi. V'boi yisayme, v'blo deiskotchi, Rashi me'inon tana didon, d'loi kotchi b'me'imon, that is the chiddush of the Mishnah. That it's not Kodesh b'mei imon. Ela bav yosa. It's first chal de kedusha b'yitziyos. Hilka. Issa gid noyig b'kulon. All kodesh. Mishum de'iyu kodem. Because this is first. The noyig b'shlil. Because the Issa gid is chal by nuba. B'sulay poka. And it's not nifka. The chiddush of the tanit. The loy taimet. You should not say b'mei imon kedoshim. Don't say that it's chal b'mei imon. V'isu mukdoshim kodim kedam boron b'nei kishlon yiskashchei boron b'gidim. So yose yisa gid b'chayil. I mean, it's zicha b'yamokim to say. If we would say that isa kodesh is noyig b'mei imoy, so then the isa gid would not be chal. Because the Issa Kodesh is Chal before the Issa Gid. So Kamash Malon, the Tana is coming to tell us, no. I hold that the Issa Kodesh is, the blood is Kodeshim, Achal, Bishas Aviyoson, when they come to the Aviyoylam. So the Melech of Issa Gid was Chal before, so the Melech, even though later became Kodesh, but Issa Gid remains. Lohochi, Nokat, Baviyoson, Shum Lishna Deko, what do you say, Baviyoson? The Yafinimine Kdushas, blood is Kodeshim, Bepeg Beis, the Pcheiris. The more darshins rako doshecha elu tmuris, ashe yiulecha elu ablodeis. That's yiulecha. So mamele, so from here we know that that blood is hakodesh, that has a loshin yiul, so that's what the more uses the loshin habios. Let us just see, there's a few tesis in. Git anoshe, so the more es, mukdoshin pshite. It's poshet that the Issa Gid is noyig b'magdoshim because meicha teisi it should fall off. So Teisvi says, kulu nami pshita, the whole Mishnah is poshet. Eretz, chutzloretz, v'fnei abayis, shaloi b'fnei abayis, the whole Mishnah is poshet. El de tzore shi echod le tzorech v'agabei toni kulu. We need that one bove is telling us a chiddush and the others, just rattles off. Agav, this one. So the only one which the Gemara held was a chiddush was Mekdoshim. So the Gemara says it's also a portion. So the Gemara says, Ba'osi Issa Mekdoshim. So the first Malach was that the chiddush is that the Issa Mekdoshim is Chal on the Issa Gid. The Ktoisvis, Va'af Agav, this Nan, Ve'enai Noig B'tmeya. Later it says that the Issa Gid, the Tanakam is Chalak on Yehudah, and he holds it's not noig betmeya because ein issa chal al issa, ein issa gid chal al issa tume, issa mukdoshim de chomel, the isbu hu kores im ochloi betume, in the perish rashi le kamon, chayol tvei a issa gid. So the issa kodesh is chal on the issa gid. Now, in Kainim Anachno, what we said before, that what Rashi said is an Issa Noisa, so we want to say the reason there's an Issa Noisa is because the Issa Gid is not Chal. That's why there's an Issa Noisa. Here we're speaking about when the Issa Gid came first. So it could be here, Taisus is Moiradik Meduyik. Taisus says, im ochloi betume. Taisus mentioned this akara. Taisus has mentioned noisa that Rashi mentioned. Taisus only mentioned the isa tume. Kedbesh Rashi lekamon, chayil tvei a isa gid. So memela, that's what the Gemara wants to say, that the isa kodesh is chal and the isa gid, because kodesh is more chamo.